Hey everybody, welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about small business and big business and the advantages that small business have over big business if they want to win. Stay tuned, this is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hello, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast on a beautiful Saturday. It's absolutely stunning here. It's not a cloud in the sky. It's 23 degrees and it's a perfect winter's day on the Gold Coast. Hope you're having an amazing weekend. Today, I want to talk about the difference between big business and small business and how small business can win over big business as long as you're taking advantage of the things that are to your advantage. Now, I know that sounds complicated, but I'll explain in a second. And obviously, you know, when we hear about big businesses, and specifically in the industry, we hear about like Laser Clinics Australia, Australian Skin Clinic, some of the big hair franchises and whatnot. There are distinct advantages that they have, those being money, firstly, and people. They're the two major advantages that they have over small business. But there are also two massive advantages that small business has over big business. And if you play to them, if you focus on these two things, then you can actually beat big business. And we see it time and time and time and time again. And so what are those two things? Well, the first one is maneuverability. So let me give you an example. If you are up against a big business and some low-level employee, someone who perhaps is in low-level management or something like that, or perhaps an associate, what have you, in the marketing department, sales department, strategic department, whatever it is, if they have an idea, then what has to happen is they have to pass that then to their supervisor. Then their supervisor needs to pass that to the middle management. Then the middle management needs to pass to senior management, and then it goes to the executives or the board to make a decision on it. Now, not all decisions obviously have to be escalated that far up, but I'm talking about big decisions in the business, things that are going to change and whatnot. Now, if that decision then actually gets passed and agreed on, then what has to happen is they have to consider all of the different parts of the business, and they have to implement a ton of changes across the board, and particularly when you're talking about franchises, with all of the franchisees. Now, that can take a long, long time to do. And granted, they have the money and the people power, as we discussed before, to do these things. But it still takes a long time because they have so many considerations. They have to roll it out properly. And it takes enormous amount of resource to make even the most simple changes. If you're talking about big changes in the business, then obviously that takes even more of their resources, more time to actually implement it. Because instead of putting it into one business, they have to put it into 50 businesses. Instead of dealing with one business owner, they're dealing with 50 business owners. And each of those businesses obviously have their own teams and whatnot. And so there's a big process to take place in order to make these decisions and changes in your business. But small business isn't like that. Small business means that you can turn on a dime. You can be decisive. You can be quick to make that decision and also quick to implement that decision. And the way I like to explain, if you want to use a metaphor, it's like imagine a big business is the Titanic, right? Now, you put the Titanic in the situation that they were in where they saw the iceberg way ahead. They still have miles to go before they saw the before they hit the iceberg. But by the time that they could pass the message to the engines, and the engines could put the ship into reverse or steer it off course, and then the ship to actually act to react based on the information that was being given, then it takes a very, very long time for that Titanic to turn. In fact, it took so long that they couldn't avoid the iceberg. If the Titanic was swapped out by a small speedboat, then they could have seen that iceberg 50 meters ahead of them. They still could have maneuvered away and, you know, changed course and got away from it and not had that accident. And that's the way you've got to see the difference between small business and big business, is that small business, like I said, you're able to make decisions quickly and decisively and change the course of your business very, very swiftly to either avoid a catastrophe like the iceberg, or to take advantage of a new opportunity. But a lot of small businesses don't play to that strength. They don't actually take decisive action. And so what they are is a small business, but acting with the limitations of a big business. And so if you are a small business owner, you have to start to make it a part of your process, make it a part of your week, your strategy every single week, to look at the way your business operates and to make quick decisions to avoid obstacles or take advantage of opportunities. And if you're not doing that, if you see these opportunities or you see these obstacles and you're just sitting there blundering and taking your time and, you know, oh, but what if this happens and what if that happens? Maybe now's not the right time. Let me think about it. I'll come back to that in a month or so. Then essentially, like I said, you're a small business, but acting like a massive business, but without the benefit of the people and the finances. And so you're actually limiting the benefits that you have as being a small business owner. The second thing that you have to your advantage as a small business is the relationship that you have with your clients. Big businesses spend a lot of money on getting to know their target market and their demographics and things like that, but they don't know them intimately. It's all just paperwork. It's all just surveys and polls and, you know, feedback on social media and all this sort of stuff, right? But they don't intimately know their clients. And they find it hard, therefore, to establish strong relationships. Now, granted, if you're a franchise owner, you could argue that franchisees still have those relationships with their clients, which they do. But just keep in mind that the franchisee is not responsible for the brand. It's not responsible in a lot of times, with the marketing. It's not responsible for the services. It's not responsible for the products that are implemented. You have that that customer-facing position, right? You get to speak to your clients on a daily basis. If you want to know feedback, you can just literally walk into your business and ask people and get that feedback, and then goes back to the maneuverability strength, which we were talking about before. Then you act on the information that your clients are giving you. You can change your brand. You can change the products. You can change the services. You can do all these different things very, very quickly based on the involvement and the intimacy that you have with your clientele. Again, though, if you're not using that to your advantage as a small business owner, then you're not using the benefit of being a small business owner, right? And so you're limiting the ability for you to be able to beat big business because you're not doing the things that a small business has to its advantage. And so I really wanted to share this with you today to start to think about how you operate your business. Are you slow in making decisions? Do you take your time in, like, you know, when opportunities arise or you can see obstacles ahead of you? A great example of this is with COVID. Big businesses suffered massively during COVID because it takes too long to maneuver. And a lot of marketing agencies, for example, had hundreds of staff and they had to lay all of them off, or a lot of them went bankrupt because they simply could not avoid the obstacle quick enough. They couldn't change their process and their systems and their marketing and all of those different things that had to take place before they hit the critical point of, well, we can't turn around anymore. We're running out of money. We can't slow this down. We have too many expenses. We have too many labor costs. We're done, right? But a small business owner, you can shut shop for a week, make some new decisions, make some changes in your business, and then continue to operate. So make sure in your business, if you are a small business owner, most of the people who listen to this podcast are, I'm saying any business that's below 50 people, then make sure you are using those two things to your advantage. Make sure you act quickly and you maneuver quickly. You are the speedboat. You're not the big ship. And secondly, make sure you know your clientele very, very intimately, and you consistently do pulse checks with your clients to find out what they like, how they're liking their experience, what you could be doing better, what services they would like introduced, what services they don't use at all. And make sure you're building your brand and changing your brand in accordance with what your customers want, so you can build a long-lasting brand that your customers will continue to come back to. Anyway, that's the podcast today on this Saturday. Hope you enjoyed. If you have, like, share, comment on social media if you see it anywhere. And also, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you have not yet hit the subscribe button. I'll catch all you guys later. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching the real B_Rickman.